Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
Opening statements are today in the trial of a landlord and two contractors who are accused of rigging an illegal gas line that caused the March 2015 explosion in the East Village that killed two people. This was on 2nd Avenue near St. Mark's Place, where 13 others were injured. The building owner, 59-year-old Maria Horenko, an unlicensed plumber, 63-year-old Athanasios Ioannidis, and general contractor, 44-year-old Dilbert Kukic, are all looking at manslaughter and other charges. In their opening arguments, the defense insisted this was a tragic accident and not about greed. It appears the misbehaving costume characters are at it again.
The Times Square Alliance recently polled New Yorkers about their biggest complaint of the crossroads of the world. First was congestion, but a close second, the costumed characters.
One of the costume characters that stresses the Incredible Hulk is incredibly, you know, happy fingers with unaccompanied women.
Well, over the weekend, a 54-year-old man dressed as Elmo was arrested for allegedly groping a 14-year-old girl.
This is happening much more than we see. Overall, all this kind of stuff.
Times Square Alliance President Tim Tompkins encourages victims to go to the police, and he says the city council needs to further regulate these characters. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Times Square.
A man and woman are under arrest on Long Island for an alleged home invasion targeting their landlord. Authorities say 31-year-old Jonathan Sunderland and 25-year-old Jennifer Garcia knocked a woman and a one-year-old over while pushing their way into the landlord's home last night in Bayville. Then Sunderland allegedly started choking the landlord while Garcia repeatedly kicked the man in the face. They say Sunderland then pulled a pellet gun and fired four shots at the woman but missed all four times. Police showed up a short time later and took both into custody on charges including assault and endangering the welfare of a child. The landlord was treated at the hospital for his injuries. The woman and child were not seriously hurt. No word yet on a possible motive for this incident. Wednesday is the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. A New Jersey high school plans its annual memorial installation.
The sprawling front lawn of Cedar Grove High School transformed into an emotional and breathtaking tribute to nearly 3,000 lives lost to the World Trade Center. Nearly 500 students here volunteering to take part, placing name tags for every single person who was killed. Flag right next to that name. Now, Senior Chamberlain Ricco, of course, like most here, never saw the Twin Towers.
I think the most interesting thing is just seeing like all the names. I think that really, because you know, a flag is, it's kind of hard to visualize a person, but to actually see their names, I think it cuts a little bit deeper. That, you know, these are actual people that died on a tragic day. I think that really hits home.
Now, if the goal here is to teach young people about the magnitude of the events of 9/11, certainly seems to be working. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds in Cedar Grove, New Jersey.
More trouble for America's biggest e-cigarette maker. Following months of investigation, the Food and Drug Administration is accusing Juul of illegally marketing its products as a safer alternative to smoking. The FDA sent a stern warning letter to the company today, flagging various tactics, including the sending of reps to high schools, where they allegedly represented Juul's vapes to students as, quote, totally safe. Juul says it discontinued its school programs last September, but has not commented further. New York's First Lady Shirlane McCray and public advocate Jumaane Williams will join with local union leaders and others today to promote a bill that would make 2 weeks paid vacation mandatory in New York City. This would apply to every employer with five or more employees or with at least one domestic worker. But not all city lawmakers are on board, with many saying this would be too much of a hardship on small businesses and that the city would need to help fund and administer such a mandate. Mayor de Blasio supports the bill, with his office saying paid personal time is a basic human right, as paid sick leave and a minimum wage. A new poll finds 6 in 10 Americans are worried about a mass shooting in their own community. And according to this ABC News Washington Post survey, the vast majority want action from the federal government. ABC News political director Rick Klein.
People are waiting on President Trump. I think this poll, among others, would suggest that those who are telling President Trump that there's only political downside in gun control aren't looking at the entirety of the political equation.
89% support background checks for all gun purchases, including private and gun show sales. 86% back red flag laws, which allow cops to take guns away from those found by a judge to be a danger. 56% support banning the sale of assault weapons. And 52% say there should be a government buyback program in which folks would be required to hand over such weapons in exchange for payment. Another cycling accident in the city. A man on an e-bike was badly hurt when he was struck by a garbage truck in the Gowanus section of Brooklyn last night near 12th Street and 3rd Avenue. The 62-year-old taken to Methodist Hospital, where he's listed in critical condition. Police say the driver of the Pride recycling and demo truck remained on scene. So far, no word on possible charges. 20 cyclists have been killed in crashes on city streets so far this year. That is double the number that were killed in all of last year. In 1010 Winds Entertainment, Bruce Springsteen and John Stewart once again headline this year's Stand Up for Heroes fundraiser, benefiting injured veterans and their families. The comedy and musical event, also featuring John Oliver, will be held November 4th right here in New York City at the Hulu Theater at Madison Square Garden. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon. A restored edition of the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess will make its debut at the Metropolitan Opera on September 23rd. The University of Michigan's Gershwin Initiative had worked on the play, editing and correcting notes and other elements. The project was in partnership with the Gershwin family.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.